The time now is 10 to 9. We heard last week of a plan to crowdsource a £1.6 billion package to bail Greece out. Well, now a group of Scottish journalists are using the same principle to launch a new source of investigative writing and broadcasting. It's called The Ferret, and could it be the future of how we all pay for journalism? Well, journalist Peter Gagan is one of those behind the new site, and Damian Radcliffe is from the Cardiff School of Journalism. He specialises in community journalism and is editor of mediabriefing.com. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Tell us more about The Ferret, first of all, Peter. What's the idea here?
Well, the idea behind The Ferret is to create kind of an in-depth investigative journalism platform that will be mainly online, that will be for Scotland but also beyond, but also going to be owned by and for its readers, so it's going to be cooperative. And the idea is, we really feel that, you know, in Scotland and actually internationally, investigative journalism is something that's suffering in the current crisis in media. And what we're trying to do is build a sustainable platform for journalism right now and going into the future.
So the mainstream media, if I can use that expression, doesn't have the finances to invest in investigative journalism in the way that it did in the past?
Yes, in the past you had a very easy model where basically newspaper advertising subsidised expensive investigative work. You know, there wasn't really able to be funded by other means. As paginations have got smaller, budgets have got smaller, ads have got smaller, everyone knows that there is a crisis in the media, both in broadcast and in print, and investigative journalism is something getting squeezed. But at the same time, we've also got these wonderful new opportunities opened up by the internet. You know, you can use multimedia in ways you couldn't before. You can tell stories in really expansive ways, not just using text or audio, but using text, audio, images, visuals, all together to tell new stories. And also there's a whole palette of data journalism that can be brought in now. So what we're trying to do is create a new platform that allows us to tell these much wider stories in bigger ways to new audiences, really.
Okay, Damian, from your perspective, is this a model, this idea of asking people to pay for the journalism that they would then receive, one that can work?
Well, we're certainly seeing interesting examples of where it is working. And that's from covering sites like The Ferret to Crowd Reporter in Germany, Die Correspondent in the Netherlands, through to efforts which are funding parts of sites, be that People, as was witnessed last year, for a successful crowdfunding operations for Brixton Blog and Little Bit of Stone in Staffordshire, and then of course also exploring particular stories, which was an initiative or a sort of way of funding that first really gained prominence back in 2008 with Spot.us in the States, and then has been taken up, that mantle has been taken up by sites like Contributoria or the Texas Tribune, also in the States, to explore certain stories in depth that otherwise just would not get covered.
Well, I wonder if the key to this is actually choosing the right stories then, actually getting the stories that people are interested in and are willing to dip their hands in their pockets for.
I certainly think that's a key part of that mix. I mean, what those examples all show is that people are incredibly interested in news, but they're often unwilling to pay for it on a day-to-day basis. So if you find the right topic and something that they're passionate about and that they want to see explored and examined and they don't feel is being covered by traditional mainstream media, people are prepared to fund it.
Yeah, indeed. And Peter, we've seen that with during the referendum, for instance, some of the websites like Wings Over Scotland and Bella Caledonia asking for funds from their readers and being rewarded with those funds. But of course, those are sites that are potentially, you know, giving readers a political perspective. I presume that's not your aim here. So given that, how do you think that the model will be different or that people will respond differently?
Well, it's interesting there talking about stories, because that's really where we've gone from. What we started off last month, we put up on our website www.theferret.scot, just to get the website out there. But what we did was we asked our readers, we gave our readers a choice of three stories and asked them which should be our first investigation. So we had NHS cuts, we had another story about the treatment of asylum seekers, and fracking. So they were the three ideas, and we let the public vote. Fracking won, that's going to be our first investigation, that's what we're crowdfunding at the moment. We're looking for just under £4,000 to crowdfund the suite of stories around fracking. And we really much believe that it's about also letting readers be kind of say what stories they feel are important to them, because, you know, I think that's really important from looking internationally as well.
Is it important to you that you break new ground with these stories as well? Because it's interesting with fracking, you know, there have been investigations. In fact, we carried one out here at the BBC just recently, kind of updating people on where we were with the fracking story.
Yes, of course. I think there's a series of roles that investigation journalism has to play. You know, you have to be producing original content, you have to be saying something new, and you have to be saying something that people don't want you to say. I think we're confident that there's enough air and light, there's enough issues out there for everyone in Scotland at the moment in the media to be able to find more than enough new stories. So I think we're confident that we're going to be able to provide incisive, kind of hard-hitting new stories, but also tell people these stories in a new way that they mightn't have really understood and explained to them before what's really happening.
And Damien, how much of this is about competing with the mainstream media for all of these sites that you have mentioned that are crowdfunding, and how much of it is about finding a niche?
I think they're very complementary rather than competitive. So mainstream media continues to have a substantial reach and engages large audiences in Scotland and all around the world on a daily, weekly and monthly basis. But there are these important stories that are perhaps not being told and not being investigated in the way that they once were. And so there are opportunities for startups or for NGOs, non-profits and other people in this space who want to tell these stories to be able to dive in and provide stories and information that are of huge public value and huge public interest otherwise might go unreported.
And Peter, will you always offer your readers a choice? Because I wonder whether from a journalistic point of view there might be a story that you are desperate to tell, but it keeps coming as third choice in what your readers actually want you to provide.
I think we're very much at the infancy of this. What we're trying to do with the initial one is just to say, look, this is what we're going to do. Where do people feel about this? How do people feel about it and get behind it? The hope for us is that we build it up into a subscription model where people are subscribing monthly. And once then, that will give us this kind of solid funding foundation that will say, look, we know there's a story out here. There's something really interesting. There's a real public interest here. Maybe a lot of readers aren't as aware of it, but we know that something needs to be told. So the hope is that down the line, we're going to be able to do that as well.
Okay, well, we wish you well with it. It's the ferret.scot, I think you said.
Yes,
ferret.scot. Thank you very much indeed. Nice to speak to you. Peter Gagan there, who is behind that new site. And Damien Radcliffe from the Cardiff School of Journalism. The time is